February 8th through 25th, just down the way in Annapolis, Classic Theater of Maryland presents the world premiere of a new stage version of Charlotte Bronte's Jane Eyre, adapted by Laura Rocklin and CTM producing artistic director Sally Boyette. They join me now to talk about the production. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here.
Laura, as a performer yourself with a number of other literary adaptations to your credit, wonder what it was about this particular story that made you want to tackle it.
Well, the wonderful thing about Jane Eyre is that she really is such a modern heroine and such a wonderful woman to be portraying and whose story to be telling at this particular moment in time. Because it really is a story about how she comes to know and respect herself and find agency in her own life, even within the strictures of this Victorian society. And the relationship at the center of the novel, too, is not about two beautiful people falling in love. It's about two flawed, damaged humans who find each other.
I think it's a very powerful love story, and these two people, we're rooting for them to get together, and they finally, against all odds, they get together in the end. And there are a lot of very interesting characters that are in the world. We're condensing all of those different characters into an ensemble of 10 additional actors. So we have 12 performers in this production. 10 of them are playing all the other roles.
You talked about Jane herself being almost quintessentially modern heroine. The story has become almost a cliche in some ways, lost under the mire of repetition with many an adaptation for stage and screen. But it was really uniquely revolutionary in its day with its mix of Gothic horror, social satire, the romance you talked about. I wonder whether there's any additional element beyond her individual story that you're looking to highlight in the production.
I think it's the mystery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of mystery in this piece with obviously the crazy wife in the attic. But I think it's how we handle it, putting the mystery in the piece. As you mentioned, it is a Gothic novel.
Mm-hmm.
And so all the elements of suspense and shadows and darkness and the unknown, it's the world is unknown. And everything to Jane is discovery in this piece. She doesn't know where she's going. She has no control over her life when she's young. And she's just fostered on Mrs. Reed. And then she's taken to Lowood. And she's really just ends up at Thornfield. And then she's got to figure out where she is and who's there.
And as you say, one of the wonderful things is there's this journey of self-discovery at the center of the piece. I mean, there's this beautiful, because it's so gorgeously written, arc for Jane from being a little 10-year-old girl saying to her best friend, you know, I can't live if others don't love me. And then by the end of the play, saying to Mr. Rochester, when he asks her, who cares what you do, saying, I care for myself. And so she's gone from needing the approval of the world around her to feeling secure in herself and having respect for herself. And that's a really beautiful journey to explore.
In terms of the setting and the staging, you've kept it true to its period, I assume?
Yes, very much so. Costumes, music, manners.
Mm-hmm. Because I think the mores of this world are very important in telling this story. Because so much, even though the text and the language is so beautiful, so much of what goes on in this play is what's unsaid. And one thing Sally and I talked a lot about, also with the wonderful director Donald Hicken, is that eye lines and who's seeing what and who's not seeing what are almost as important as the dialogue going on in these scenes. And so having these very strict social structures in place really helps tell this particular story.
Well, that really speaks to why it lends itself to being brought to life on stage and not exclusively read, as wonderful as the novel is. I've been speaking with Sally Boyette and Laura Rocklin, co-adapters of the Classic Theater of Maryland production of Jane Eyre, playing February 8th through 25th. Tickets and other information can be found on their website, classictheatermaryland.org. Thank you both so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gavin.